Today, millions of people indulge in tea, whether it is in the morning, at high tea, or at night. Whether it is green, jasmine, chai, Earl Grey, or even iced, tea has become one of the most popular beverages on the planet. We all know tea as being soothing or refreshing, but did you know there was a time when the control of simple tea leaves was sought after for its immense value? That's right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Matt Gallagher, and today we will be taking a trip back into the 16th century to see how the tea trade came about under the control of one of the world's most powerful business entities, the British East India Company. We will briefly examine the origin of this joint stock company, as well as the history of their involvement in the tea trade, specifically with China. First, however, we will learn about a powerful object that amply symbolizes a connection between Britain and China formed through the trading of tea, ideals, and eventually even war. The object that is being highlighted is an ornate silver gilt tea caddy that was exported from China to Britain in 1760. It was made by craftsmen in Canton, China, now known as Guangzhou. However, in this day and age, having access to tea leaves was a luxury and a sign of status. Therefore, tea caddies became increasingly lavish and ornate to properly display their valuable contents. It wasn't until tea became a cheaper and more prevalent commodity that the tea caddy fell out of popularity and use. This caddy is unique, for it incorporates both English and Chinese design elements. It closely follows an English shape as it curves inwards and back outwards before coming together again at a square top. The piece stands 18 centimeters tall, and every inch is covered with design from geometric patterns to flowers to even lions on both the top lid and side handles. Based on this design, the piece was clearly for the English or European consumer, a luxurious display piece that has a certain exotic flair. This object is a symbol of an increasing interconnection between the West and the East, formed through the trade of a simple commodity. So why was tea so important? To answer this question, we must begin with an understanding of who the East India Company was. The East India Company was an English joint stock company that was formed to initiate trade with the East Indies. The company was eventually able to set up a major foothold in India with the use of its private armies. At its peak, the company accounted for half of the world's commodity trade in cotton, silk, indigo, salt, and of course tea. As the company moved to initiate ties with China, they stumbled upon what would become their most important item of trade, the tea leaf. It is said that when Charles II married Catherine of Braganza, it was she who introduced the English court to the pleasures of tea. In no time, the China drink, as it was referred to by early tea drinkers, became hugely popular. The East India Company recognized a business opportunity and quickly began exporting bricks of tea leaves back to Europe from their trading posts in Canton. In 1750, the company was exporting 500,000 pounds back to England to fetch 5 shillings at the London auction, double the price they paid for the bricks back in China. By 1800, imports reached 200 million pounds annually, and tea had thoroughly spread throughout Europe and across the Atlantic to America. Naturally, the monopoly on the tea trade that the East India Company had garnered envy from rival companies. In 1813, the East India Company lost their monopoly on trade from India, and they were also under increasing pressure to open up their exclusive China trade. The company, now exporting 30 million pounds of tea annually, fought hard to keep the exclusive rights to their China tea trade, but eventually their monopoly was lost and tea could legally be imported by anyone from any point east of the Cape of Good Hope. Some would think that this is where the story ends, but when one door closes, another often opens. One door that was open was increased trade relations with historically isolationist China. The East India Company and the tea trade helped open the door to China for the rest of the world, unlocking many of the great treasures the East had to offer. Another door that opened was the one into the dark world of the opium trade. Opium became the new tea, the new most profitable commodity located in southern China. Chinese officials wanted no part in this trade and in fact seized 20,000 chests of opium from English ships, enraging the British and triggering the first opium war in 1840. Thank you for taking this journey back into history. Hopefully you learned something that will make you appreciate that cup of Earl Grey even more. Tune in next week as we delve deeper into the Opium Wars.